Time on the ABC Listen app.
It is 21 minutes past six here, and do young people suffer from more anxiety than we did when we were at school? They've got to do with social media, making friends, school sport, all these other things. Many kids might feel like they have to go it alone, which is where the Anxiety Project comes in. It's run by the Primary Principals Association and involves over 100 primary schools around the state. Rob Walker has been a long-time school principal and is deputy president of the New South Wales Primary Principals Association. He's also the Anxiety Project leader. Morning, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Craig. Great to be with you.
So this Anxiety Project, I mean, how common is the issue of anxiety among primary school kids? I think I naturally would think of it as more being a high school thing. How much is it becoming a problem in primary schools?
It's significant. The project came from a report that was done into principal workload back in 2019 by the Australian Primary Principals Association. And what they were looking at was what sorts of things impacting good outcomes for kids in schools and good wellbeing outcomes for their lives. And they were seeing that it was impacting on principal work. And so what New South Wales decided to do was to invest some time in looking at whether or not we had a role with that. It's probably a health issue more than a school issue, but schools are a great platform for addressing societal need. So we've spent some time as the Principals Association and put 3 years together with Michael Horton, who's a child psychologist, and developed the Anxiety Project.
Before we get to the actual project itself, what is causing anxiety for kids in primary school? What are the main causes of it?
I think you nailed a couple of key factors in the social media role that it has. I think one of the things that's always kind of intrigued me about life is we educate for lots of really good things, but we don't educate for parenthood. And it's not that it's a parent thing. It's just simply that we don't invest a whole lot in our society as adults in how to raise kids in best practice. And I think that sometimes things happen for kids that they don't understand, they don't know how to work through situations. And the project looks at how do you develop within kids the ability to control their emotions and move forward.
It's interesting you just said there social media is one of the factors, because technically, I'm just thinking, year six kids are what, 11, 12,
yeah,
are they?
Yeah.
So technically, no primary school children in Australia should be on social media if the rules were applied. I mean, all social media at the moment are 13 is the minimum. So obviously, people are just doing it against the rules, obviously.
Well, I'm going to label what you just described as an accommodation. It's an unhelpful accommodation that we do when kids put pressure on family, or they put pressure on people in social settings to have access to those types of things. And so what will happen is sometimes adults will allow that to happen.
Yeah.
They'll accommodate it, and kids get access to those
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. And look, sometimes it's that the parents give a child a phone because they think they need it to be in contact when they're walking to school and stuff. They don't realise that that's also giving them access to all manner of social media as well. So interesting. So, okay, let's go on to the Anxiety Project. How does this work? What does it aim to do?
Sure. So it is about reducing anxiety levels in kids. It is about better schooling outcomes and better life outcomes for kids, so they're in a better place as they go through their school years. It is about everyday conversations that teachers already have with kids and parents already have with their kids, and about shaping those conversations and putting kids in a place where we talk about a concept called locus of control in the project, and that's about whether you see life gets done to you by someone else or just by life, or whether you actually are driving your own life, whether you've got control over what's happening. And we work with kids in a particular way. We tend to work with the younger kids in focusing on body responses and how their body reacts and what they can read about themselves, and we develop in them the ability to read themselves and sort of sit beside themselves and have a look at what's going on. Whereas with adults, what we're doing is talking to them about not so much solving the problem for the kids, but allowing the child to sit in discomfort with a moment, work it through, or spend time coaching them more or less through that situation so that they learn themselves to do it. And we're seeing at times anxiety rising kids because they actually know they don't know how to deal with it because it's always been handled by somebody else for them. So this project looks at the adults that are around kids and coaches them into a better place to allow the child to sit in the discomfort and work it through.
It's interesting the fact that you're recognising this. I mean, a couple of questions. On the text line, one question was, has the amount of anxiety gone up or are kids more just being diagnosed? Rachel in Newcastle says, Craig, I had massive anxiety as a kid. Whenever I tried to talk to my parents about it, I was told not to be silly. it just wasn't acknowledged as a thing. Luckily for me, I eventually grew out of it to a point, but I think there's always been anxiety in children. The difference now is we acknowledge it. I just suffered in silence for years. So it's interesting suggesting that, you know, Rachel's saying, yeah, kids used to be anxious. We just didn't do anything like this. So how would this work in a school right now? Is this one class? Is it just teachers being trained about how to respond to kids' anxiety? Is it, you know, how is it actually being interacted
with kids? So it's a 2-year project in each of the schools participating. At the moment we have 113 schools, 39,000 students involved, about 3,500 staff and 2,500 parents. Over the 2 years, at the early onset of the project, schools express interest in being involved, and so there's certain criteria that they need to address and make sure they are committing to if they're going to be involved in the project. The school leader's trained. There's a coach within the school that is trained, and they have time to support staff in the delivery of the project. The school staff, teaching and non-teaching, are trained. And then there is some training for parents later on. After the teachers are trained, there's lessons that the kids work their way through, and that's where they learn about how their body works, and they learn little metaphors about how their amygdala functions, which is what drives adrenaline in their body and things like that. So they get some really nice little metaphors that work with them. And I've got some beautiful stories from kids of my own school that have picked up on that.
Well, let me get on to that. It's just 6:27. We're talking to Rob Walker, the Deputy President of the New South Wales Primary Principals Association. How has this anxiety project actually worked? Has it been effective with kids, you know?
Yeah, great question. So what we've done is at the beginning of the project, we've taken a measure. We've engaged researchers that are at arm's length from the people driving the project. And the researchers took a measure and then provided the data to the researchers on where teachers saw kids at in terms of their anxiety levels. We use university instruments for each of these measures. We use a university instrument for the children to express where they're at with anxiety. We use another measure for the teachers to express how confident they feel recognising it and what to do with it. And we use another measure for parents.
And so the results of those have been...
Yeah, so you measure from time zero before the project starts, and then why I'm with you today is to talk about, okay, we've now had the project running for quite some months in the schools that are involved. What's the second measure telling us? And here's some of the data. The thing that really... we, we